Observant local residents may be noticing it's looking a lot like springtime in Tallahassee. Here's a story on why all those flowers seem to be blooming early. I'm Kate Payne. Walking down the red brick path at McClay Gardens in northeast Tallahassee, flowers are everywhere. 30-foot-high Japanese magnolias tower above rows of camellias. Soft pink and deep fuchsia petals dust the ground. And then there's the rows and rows of azaleas in February.
The azalea hillside, see, we're starting to light up with the pinks and the whites coming in up here.
John Melton is a landscape specialist at McClay Gardens. He says many of the flowering trees and shrubs are actually blooming when they should, but those azaleas, they're early.
The Japanese magnolias, the big trees here, it's their time of year. As we go, we're going to see a variety called Fielder's White Azalea up here. Now, that's early. I wouldn't expect to see that one pop for another month or so.
And they make the other plants seem like they're early, too.
This variety right here, this is a Formosa Azalea, and I would say that's compared to usual, that's probably about a month early. And we'll see a lot of that. That bright color, and when you see that bright Formosa color, it just opens your eyes, and your eyes drawn to it, and then you see everything else flowering around it.
University of Florida botanist Gary Knox says plants primarily depend on night and day length to determine when they should bloom. But the unseasonable temperatures are overpowering those other environmental cues.
The amount of warm weather that we're receiving is so exceptional that it kind of overwrites the ability of the plant to detect cool temperatures, and so it continues growing anyway.
And the early blooming could leave plants vulnerable, especially fruit trees.
Particularly if you're hoping to get a crop of peaches, you could get a freeze come along, and that would damage the flowers to the extent that they wouldn't be able to form fruits.
But Knox says a pattern is emerging. In fact, as warm weather creeps northward, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has redrawn its map of regional climates called hardiness zones.
The question is whether this is going to become a long-term trend or whether we'll have another change in the climate that will reverse this. At this point, it's looking like a long-term trend that's going to continue.
But in the meantime, John Melton says, enjoy the early spring.
Even though we're not going to have a late show as good as years past, this year, the azaleas are blooming with the Japanese magnolias all at once, so it is one giant, although it might be brief this year, one beautiful show right now.
McClay Gardens should be in peak bloom in the next 3 to 5 days. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.